Hareyu kipikodin. He holds no. That the same aloch is like a pikodin. If she goes home and it depends if the money that the chosim lent her last week, if she still has some money left over from that, then the kedushin is chal. But if she'll go home and see that nothing is left over, it's ain't no mukadeshes. That's the machloikis, is it milvah like kipikodin or not? So what do we see here? Atkan so far, like fliga, the whole machloikis is only elo demasov and milvah afagav le nishtai remen ashev afruta. Who masov and nishtar men a shavu fruit in v'lo nishtar men a shavu fruit aloi. That when the chosim wants to be mekadesher with a milva that he gave her last week, so it's only a machlekes if she goes home and see there's no money left over. That one man the yomis says still the kedushin is good, and the other one says no, only if there's some money left over. If he lent her $1,000 yesterday, so she still has a shavu fruit left over. She didn't spend all the money, then the kedushin is good. But if nothing is left over, she spent it all already, then the kedushin is no good. But our kopon, what do we see from here? That Abu the Kuliyam, everybody agrees that Mekadesh b'milva Mekadeshes. That you could be Mekadesh your wife with the milva. And that's not like Rav. Rav before said, Mekadesh b'milva is ain't the Mekadeshes. The kedushin is no good. Because you're not giving her any money right now, l'shem kedushin. The money you gave her last week was not l'shem kedushin. She owes you back the money, very good. But even if you tell her, keep the money, l'shem kedushin, but you're not giving her right now, there's no nesinas hakesef right now. And her das is on the money is not here, the money is not then. It's not your money to give to her anymore, it's her money like already. It's like sonyat, even if she didn't spend it. But Rav said it's considered her money already. So you can't be mekadesh with her money. And here we see both of them on the yarmulke said not like that, you could be mekadesh with the milva. So Mar says like this, Ela tell you the kula yalma, mekadesh. Yeah, it must have like this. Omar Rav says, V'tizbro, could this be a good svarovi? Is it right what you're saying? Like Rashi Batrim, Matarat said, Tony Milba, Apapish, and Islam, Kadesh, is this true what you're saying? V'tizbro, Homataretzta, is this a good teretz? How we learn Pshat? Homishabeshtahi, for sure there's something wrong with this. There's a mistake here. Hai Pikodin Hechidami, where is there a case we had them with Shiloh when you want to marry her with a Pikodin that you gave already, whether it's good or not? What's the case talking about? To watch your pikodin, you gave her a chair to watch, and she accepted upon herself even a chrayis that if something goes wrong with it or breaks, she'll pay you back. If so, for the gemara, honey milva, that's mamash the same case of a milva. When I give you money, it's your chrayis to say I get it back. So when you give her a pikodin to watch and she's bachrayis, it's just like a milva. So why is there two cases? If she did not take responsibility, if something happens to it, I have to pay you back. If so, add it to any sefer. Why does it have to say in the sefer? Uve milva, a case of a milva, where there was a loan that he lent her money yesterday. That avo pishloi nishtar remen sheva fruta. Nukadeshes, that over there you have to tell me that there's a difference. Even though by pikodin we say only if something's left over. But if nothing is left over, there's no kedushin. But by a milva, you're telling me yes. Sometimes by a milva, even though there's nothing left over, still she's mukadeshes. That's what the braisa says. The question is, why? Why do they have to go so far to say the case by milva? Niflog v'nis nebrido. Why don't we say the same machleke, the same shayla, by itself, by the kodin itself? And let's make a difference like this. And say, v'med devor mamurim, when do we say that she goes back and sees there's no pikodin left over at all? That she's eina mukadeshes, shalai kiblo le'achrayis. Only wish she did not take the responsibility of it that if it gets lost or stolen or noinis tafet she's chayiv. Then it was only a pikodin, it was only the husband's. So if she comes home now and nothing's left over, she's not mekadeshes, he didn't give her anything. But what's going to be kiblo le'achrayis? Let's say she did take the responsibility of it, that if something happens to it, she's going to have to pay him. Is afagab le'nishtar him and a shevapruta? Then even though a shevapruta was not worth over, not left over, still mekadeshes. Because like this, since something happened to it, she's going to have to pay him. So it's like a milva, she owes him the money. And now when he tells her, listen, I want to marry you with it, that you could keep it, you don't have to pay me, the kedushin is good, you're giving her something. So if the pshat over here is that you could really be mekadesh with a milva, so what do we have to say in the second case? By a real milva, it should have said the same chiddush by a pikodin. And say that you say by a pikodin, the kedushin is good only if there's something left over, that's only where there was no achrayis. But where she accepted the responsibility of it, so then even though there's nothing left over, since she is supposed to pay him back for it, and now he tells her, listen, keep it, you don't have to pay me back, like for the kedushin, so it should have said she's mukadeshes. So there's a mistake here anyway. Ela, therefore, tiratzochi. This is the way you should learn the pshat and the machloikis. This is the real pshat. Uve milva, first it's a machloikis by a pikodin, true. Where the chosin gave her a pikodin to watch, and then he says, listen, keep it l'shem kedushin. That's the machloikis. There we say no, that's only good if there's something left over. If there's nothing left over, he's not giving her anything right now, it's endem kedushis. That's by a pikodin. Now what it says is uve milva, but by a milva, afal pishin ishtarim and shiva pruta, hey, no mukadeshes, ader rabba. That's what it means to say. But by a milva, in a case where the chosin lent her money yesterday, lent her $100, and today he tells you, you know what, that money I lent you yesterday, keep it the shen kedushin. So what Man Yama says, that even though there's some money left over, she did not spend all the money, still it's ainu mukadeshes. That the svar we had before was, because it's lohitso nitnu. As soon as you give her your money to spend, it like right now becomes her money. It's her money. She has the right to do what she wants with it. True, she has to give you back money. But this money right now is her money. So therefore, tomorrow, if you wake up and say, listen, I want to marry you with that money, it's no good. Because that money is not the chosin's money anymore. That money is her money. You can't marry her with her money. So therefore, say in the Mekudeshes. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Milva harayo pikodin. He says no. Milva depends. Sometimes the kedushin is chal. That what that if there's some money left over, then with that money that he wants to give her now, l'shem kedushin is chal. And if so, so it comes out everybody agrees if there's no money left over, she's ain't the mekadeshes. And there's one man yom that says even when there's money left over, also she's ain't the mekadeshes. That would be like Rav. If so, b'maikim if legit, then what's the machlokes over here now? If you lent her money yesterday, and she still has some money left over, and you want to marry her now with that money, is the Kedushin chal or not? What's the machlokes? So Mar says, Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Ashachtinu l'rabbonim b'bei Rav. I met the Rabbonim in the Beis Medrash. The Yasra, they were sitting in the Karmel, they said over like this. You know what this machlokes over here? B'milva b'rishuz b'ilim l'chazora. Is a milva, when I lent you money, and you still have the money, could the malva say, give it back to me? Could you retract and say, give me back the money? That's the machlokes. The kid says, it's still called like rishus of the malva or not. V'hu adin, the same thing, loinsin, kemiflugi. The same thing as the machlokes is the loiva, mechuyiv and einsin, if something happens to it or not. The what? The mass of a milva. The one that says, she's ainu mukdeh, give your money to the loiva. The money now is in the loiva's rishus. And therefore, the malva cannot retract, cannot ask for the money back anymore. Therefore, it's ainu mukdeshes. Because as soon as you give it over to her, it's her money. You can't even get it back anymore. So since it's her money, you can't marry her with her money. Therefore, yo's for sure, it's ainu mukdeshes. All right, turn over. So therefore, yo's milva v'shus loiva kaima, and also v'hua din liyansin. The same sphere applies also, that as soon as the loiva receives the money, it's a good halvor, and he is mechuyiv in ainsin. That no matter what happens, even if it gets stolen now by armed robbers, you still have to pay back your chayiv in ainsin. Umasa, but the other man, Yama, says no. Milva b'rishus b'ilim kaima, then no. When the malva gives the money to the loiva, as long as the loiva still has the money at hand, the malva has the right to say, give me back my money. In other words, it's still considered like the malva's money. As long as the loiva did not spend the money, it's like he has the right to spend the malva's money. That's the pshat. I give you my money. So the pshat is, it's still my money, but I'm giving you a right to spend my money. So you have a right to spend it. But if you didn't spend it yet, I have a right to say, give it back to me. It's my money. And therefore, b'hu adin l'ainsin, you're not chayiv l'ainsin either, because really it's my money. So if it's still considered my money, I could marry you with it then. Then if I tell her tomorrow, listen, the $100 I gave you yesterday, do you have any money left? Yes, I have $10 left. If so, those $10 are still the chassan's money. So the chassan has the right to say, I want to marry you with those $10. So that's what the machlokes is. So, v'yamin alahu, v'hu adin l'yonsin. Now, v'yamin alahu, this is what Ashkin the Rabbanan, this is what the Rabbanan in the Beis Medrash said. But Vice says, Rab is saying, but v'yamin alahu, I would say like this, l'yonsin, if the life is mechuyiv and yonsin or not, could be kuli amale pligi de b'shus alay v'kaimi. Could be, no, everybody agrees that when the malva gives the money to the loiva to use, as soon as you accept the money, you're chayiv einsin. No matter what happens to the money now, you still have to pay it back to me. My time, what's the reason? It's not worse than a regular shayla. What's shayla? If I lent you something, I give you my chair to use. But since you have to give it back to me, but you have a right to use it, so we say a shoyel is chayiv b'yoinsin. See, if I give you my money, you're not worse than a shoyel. So of course you're chayiv b'yoinsin right away. Mashallah, just like if I lend you something, to hod ribeni, you have to give it back to me. Therefore, chayiv b'yoinsin, no matter what happens to it, you have to pay it back to me, unless it's meis machos melacha. Meis machos melacha, the only time is potter. But if not meis machos melacha, you have to pay back. Milva lekoshkin, if I give you money, for sure it's not worth in a shiloh that you chayiv b'yoinsin right away. Ela rather hocha milva b'shuzbarim lechazorik ibenayu. The only machlekes is, could the malva retract and say, give me back my money? So now that's the machlekes, you become a kaddish, your wife, with this type of a milva or not. Since the money is still then and you have a right to retract, is it still called your money or not? Yeah. So the Mara v'yelo hodi yom Rav Huna, that's what Rav Huna said. Hasho yil kurd kordom. Mechaver, if you borrow a hammer from your friend. Dika boy kona. If you bang with it, then you koina. Then you have a kinyin shaylon, you chayiv anointin. Loi dika bov, if you don't use the hammer, you don't bang with it. Loi kona, you don't have a kinyin shaylon, you're not chayiv anointin yet. Is the chur relayim katanoi, yom ala shemaita, maybe it's tolna machlega tanoim. Because here we're saying by milva, as soon as you give out the money, he's chayiv anointin right away. So Mara says loi. Ad kan loy plig yela b'milva. Maybe it's only machlokes by a milva that you could have a chiyav achrayis right away. To loy hod rebeina, because you don't give back the money anyway. So therefore, as soon as you receive the money, it's in your rishus. Abu b'sheila, when I borrow a hammer from you, this hammer is supposed to go back to you directly. The hammer itself is going to be given back to you. The hod rebeina. So maybe here, divrei hakel, everybody agrees that the svar is dika boyin. If when I take the hammer from you and I bang, I use it, then I'm kind of the hammer like. Because maybe a shoyel has to make a kinyan, a shtamshis. He has to start using it. See, if he starts using it, then he has this kinyan of a shoyel, he's chayiv b'yoinsin. But if not, loy dika boy, loy konu. See, if it's not till now, I'm achlekes. Tomorrow says, lay me katanoy. Let's say still it's a machlekes tanoyim. Tomorrow, the Rav, Rashi says, the yom ha-mekadosh remove ain't the mekadoshes. That's what Rav started off saying. If you want to marry your wife with a milva, that Rav says it's no good, so maybe let's still say it's a machlokes tanoim. Why? We learn like this. Hiskachali b'shtachoyv. If the chosn says I want to marry you with a check, with a shtachoyv, or joyila milva b'yadachem, or else somebody else owes him money. And he said like she has the right to collect the money. Rav says, cost of loy hasho aleim. He wrote her out like a note, that he gave her the right to collect it. So the kids, he wants to marry her with this money that somebody else owes him. So Rabbi Meir Rambam Kadesh, Rabbi Meir says, good, that's a good condition. Somebody else owes you money, and you tell your wife now, I want to marry you with the money that he owes me, and I'm giving you the permission to collect it, that's called you gave her money. The Chom say, no, ain't a Kadesh. It's no good. So Mora says, Hai Shtachoy Hekadomi. Where's the case he wants to marry her with a Shtachoy, with a check like? Elaine, if you want to tell me shtachoyv diacherim, that means somebody else owes you money, and you want to give it now to your wife, hainu milva biyadacherim, that's the second case. That's the case where somebody else owes you money, and you want to go to your wife and say, I want to marry you now with this money that somebody else owes me, and I'm giving over to you the deeds to collect it. So that's one case. So what's the first case of a shtachoyv? Elalav, isn't it? Elalav, shtachoyv dido. Shtachoyv means his own shtachoyv, like an IOU. He's writing around a check that I owe you money. Over Mekadosh b'milva k'niflagi. So what's the machlokes then? It's like a Mekadosh b'milva. So Mar says, b'shtaru v'milva apek, Mar says, v'hochi b'milva, what's it? B'shtar choyv didei, it's his own shtar choyv, which is a milva. Shtar choyv means that she owes him money. And he's telling her, listen, the money that you owe me, I want you to keep in L'shem Kedushin. See, if so, that's Mamish Mekadosh B'Milva. And that's the Machlekes, if it's good or not. So who you see, it's the Machlekes if you can Mekadosh with a Milva not. Hey, Shtachov, Dido means, Hosh Shtachov means, Dido means that she owes you the money. So in a case where you have a check, she gave you, you have her money. You lent her money, and she owes it to you. So if you want to Mekadosh with that money and say, keep the money, it's the Machlekes if it's good or not. So it's the Mekadosh and Rav. So Mara says no. Shtachoyv here means that somebody else owes you the money, not that she owes you the money. So what's the two cases then, Ishtachev and the Milva B'Yerachevrim? V'ocha B'Milva B'Shtah V'Milva Tekom Mifligi. That's the Machlekes. The two Milva Seers are either spout pair without Ishtar, or else it was written in Ishtar. But both cases are where somebody else owes you the money. So what's the Machlekes then? B'Milva B'Shtah, if it's written down in Ishtar that somebody else owes you the money, B'Mai Pligi, what's the Machlekes? The fluke to the Rebbe of Rabbonika Miflugi. The Machlekes is whether he could be Makna sell it to his wife or not. The Tanya will learn like this. Oisiyos niknas b'mesira diva Rebbe. Rebbe says, Oisiyos, yes, if you have a shtachoyv that somebody else owes you money, so this shtachoyv, you could give it over to somebody else b'mesira. If you give it over to your wife, you're like being Makna that money to your wife. So it's called like you gave your wife money. Your wife now has the right to collect that money. It's like her money. It's a good kedushin. How did you give it over to her? With the Mesirah, just handing over to the Shtar. So Mar says, Mar Islay the Rebbe, the one that says the Kedushin is good, holds like Rebbe. Or Mar Leslay the Rebbe, the other one says, no, you can't be Makni, you can't give it over. Because what are you doing? You're giving over a piece of paper. The money is not in the Shtar. I can be Makni something to the Mesirah if I give it over to you. He holds though, in the Shtar Chayv, the money is over there. What does it help the fact that I give you over the Shtar to somebody else? I can't give the money to you. Hey, the Machlaikis is the money like in the Shtar or not? Do we consider like the money is in the Shtar or not? So he says, no, the money is not in the Shtar, so I can't give it over. That's why the Kedushin is no good. Everybody holds less with the Rebbe. No, everybody holds not like Rebbe. You can't give it over. But if I sell the Shtar to you, I have to write down and say, I want to be makter with you with all the shibudim. That's the machlokes. Do you have to write all this down or not? And therefore Rashi says, when does Ramea say the Kedushin was good? When he wrote all this. And when it's no good is where he didn't write all this. Everybody else like a pup. You have to write all this. What's the machlokes if you want to marry you with a shtar, whether it was good or not, in Shmuel halacha.